So joining me this morning is my guest, Raghav Singh, founder and president of Silver Heart Care. Today we will learn about Silver Heart Care, a nonprofit organization which caters to our seniors in the community and the inspiration behind starting this organization. Good morning, Raghav. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you. And I'm so excited because when I first met you at Arlings, of course, you had an event going on. And at that time, I didn't know what the organization was about. All I knew was Irfan was, you know, like telling me how you started the organization and, you know, like how you really cared about the seniors, and that was one of the reasons why you focused on them, and it is so important. So I really got excited, and then when I asked you to come and join us on Chai Time and you agreed, I was really looking forward to it because there's so much we can learn about, you know, taking care of our elderly, which is so important because they have gone through so much, done so much for us. So this is going to be a great hour with you.
I'm definitely looking forward to this.
Yes. So let's start with you. A brief introduction of yourself.
Hi. So yes, my name is Raghav Singh. I'm a native of Sugar Land, Texas, and I started Silver Heart Care during my sophomore year of high school. It was, I think, or maybe it was actually just at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. I saw how the COVID-19 pandemic was affecting the senior community because, of course, you know, people our age, we were, you know, we're having to socially distance, but with the senior community, a lot of them weren't able to go the places they needed to. They have doctor's appointments. They weren't able to communicate properly, use technology, use Zoom. And I just saw that the senior citizens were really, really struggling. And after I took a look at a senior home near where I live, even though it's a very nice, affluent area, I saw many of the senior homes are very understaffed, and they don't have the proper resources that they need to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's about when I started in 2020. And a lot of the inspiration was also from my grandparents who are living in India right now. And over there, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, it was more than just socially distanced. It was everyone needs to stay in their homes. The police were fining people that were on the streets. They didn't have people didn't have the things they needed. So out of that, I wanted to help the senior citizen community. So it all started off with our first event was a charity run. And the reason we chose to do that was because it was a great way to get out into the community as well as raise some funds. And it's something that we've just continued year after year. We think it's a really great way to raise funds because not only are you promoting health and wellness, it's a community event. You have all sorts of people coming out to support it, and we've raised a lot of funds that way that have all gone out to the senior community.
That's wonderful. And so, you know, when you came up with the idea, mm-hmm. right, you went to your parents, of course. What was their reaction?
Well, they were very, I think my parents have been throughout this whole process with me. I could definitely not have done it without them, as well as my sister, my older sister, who's been like a third parent to me almost. But yeah, they've been supportive of this 100%. You know, they were actually part of the inspiration as well. They always encouraged me to keep in touch with my grandmother, my roots in India. And definitely because of that, I've always had a very close relationship with my grandmothers. And it's definitely a large inspiration for me. And they've supported me with their contacts, with their business information, with the resources, and all of that's been a very, very big part in growing Silver Heart Care.
Wow. I mean, you're so young and you had such a massive, big idea, which, you know, us as adults ourselves don't even think about it. So that's just amazing. Now, you said you started the organization during the pandemic. So mm-hmm. what are some of the challenges that you had to face? Because I'm sure there were a lot.
Oh, yes. So actually, we had a lot of plans that got delayed because of the pandemic, such as a big idea we had was we should go into senior homes and work with them directly, you know, maybe play some games with them, reach out to them, just get inside the senior homes as quickly as possible and network with as many people. But all the senior homes, they were all locked down. No one could go in or no one could come out. So that was a very, very big barrier we had. And also getting volunteers. People were far more hesitant to volunteer because they were worried about their own safety, which is totally understandable. But, you know, when we needed manpower, we had to work twice as hard to find the people that were willing to help out during the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that I can imagine how difficult that must have been, because even for us, like we did a lot of food drives. And I still remember when we went to hospitals to give food, or when we went to the senior homes, we weren't allowed to get in. I mean, there was just like the reception area. We had to wear a mask and, you know, like be careful. They had to take our temperature and things like that. So for you, it must have even been harder, because you wanted, you were more involved, like, to get the seniors. And I'm sure for the seniors themselves, because they were so used to being independent in many ways. And with COVID, you know, everything must have just been a totally different experience for them.
It absolutely was, because one of the things we just don't talk about that much is that, you know, we were able to adapt to the new technology era very, very quickly. I was able to do fine in school because we were already previously trained on how to use computers and phones. We were all tech savvy. But the seniors, they just weren't able to adapt as quickly as we are. So they definitely had a much harder time transitioning than we did.
Yeah, absolutely. So share with us some of the services the organization provides.
Mm-hmm. So we provide a very, very large range of services, because I believe that seniors, there's so many different needs that they have. So in the Sugarland area, which is where we live and operate, we do a lot of going into senior homes and doing performances sometimes with local schools, doing just technological support. That's a big thing. And I think our biggest services that we offer right now is a transportation service. We, you know, sometimes seniors call us, say, I have a doctor's appointment or a haircut appointment at this time, and I need a ride because I can't drive. And that's something we do completely pro bono. That's probably our most popular service right now. Okay. Then once you leave the Sugarland area and go into the greater Houston area, which is where a lot more seniors are in poverty, that's where we do a lot of our food distributions, our toiletry distributions. We've gone into government-assisted living facilities as well as homeless senior shelters and distributed items there.
Okay, and they're all volunteer-based?
Completely volunteer-based.
Okay, yes. So how do you get these volunteers to join your organization?
Well, I really like to, because the thing is, a lot of people don't understand what the importance and the urgency of helping senior citizens is, unlike areas like homelessness or storm relief or things that are very, very popular to be a volunteer thing. And we just have to show them what the big picture is and how there's a very big need for more people to help out the senior citizens. And I think one of the great pillars that we value at Silver Heart Care is connecting the youth community, the high schoolers, the middle schoolers, with the elderly community, because there's an exchange of wisdom through generations, and I think it's very, very helpful to both students and senior citizens.
Yeah, and with you saying, you know, about wisdom, I'm sure you have a lot of, you've learned a lot from the seniors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so can you share some of them? What is, like, you know, very valuable lessons you've learned from them?
Some of the valuable lessons I've learned from senior citizens. Oh, there's so many. I think a lot of them, they really stress what the importance is, that time goes by really quickly, and it's very, very important to always never leave anything behind and just give your 100% every single day, and not to regret anything, leave anything for tomorrow, because you may not know if tomorrow is ever going to come.
Yeah, wow. That is valuable.
And actually, sorry to interrupt you, but another very important lesson I've learned is that don't let time or age stop you from doing what you want. I have a lot of senior citizens in the Sugarland area who are in their 90s, who are using walkers and canes, who will not stop going to their nail appointments or their hair appointments.
Wow.
And I think it's awesome
that
they're not letting their age stop them from doing what they love and dressing the way they feel, looking like they want to. I think that's definitely a very big lesson. I hope I can keep up when I'm in my older years.
Yeah, it's truly age is just a number.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
We always say that. I mean, you know, many times, even for us, we're like, oh, we're getting old. Oh, you know, we won't be able to do this, do that. But I don't think so. I mean, it's all in your mind.
Yes.
It's the mindset, right?
Yes.
So once, and you know, sometimes we get to meet even some of the seniors that do come to our links. And when we see them, they have a special kind of glow and they're happy. And they enjoy the food, and our food is a little on the spicy side, but it don't matter. So they really enjoy the food, they enjoy the company they're in, and sometimes when we go to the table to talk to them, they have stories to share, they have things to tell us, or sometimes they give us advice about our food and our service. But that's all okay. Yeah, as long as they're happy, that's all that matters, right? So share with us some of the programs that you have. Tell us more about that. Because I know you'll have quite a few programs.
Yes, yes. So our programs, they're very, very open-ended depending on what the senior's need is and what their location is. Right now, one of the biggest... one of the seniors that we're working with right now under the services program, he lives under government assistance because he's disabled. He's a senior, and his rent is short, just a few hundred dollars per month. So the government has to move him from his home in Sugarland to a home in Alvin, which is about an hour away. And that's one of the things we're just trying to deal with right now, is how can we help keep him in Sugarland? Because if he moves out, then we can't commute to help him whenever he needs. So we're just trying to figure out a way that we can get some donors and get some people to donate to help keep him in Sugarland until he gets back on his feet.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you are looking to donate, you can donate through the Silver Heart Care website, www.silverheartcare.org. You can find us on PayPal or any major donation service site. And that's one of the things that's part of our services initiative. And we also have lots of seniors that are helping us, that are reaching out to us because they don't have the proper knowledge on how to use technology properly, because a lot of doctor's appointments, medical forms, or government forms that they need to fill out, there's all online, and they need our help to teach them how to use computers properly. And I think lately our services have really, really picked up. I think they always pick up after a large event because we get the word out. And I think we're actually pretty overwhelmed with the number of people reaching out to us,
which is a good thing.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And so, you know, like when you have these events, most of the time, what is the common questions you usually get?
Okay, so a lot of people like to ask us before donating money to us, what is the money going to go towards? And I think that's a very, very valid question.
Right.
You should definitely know that. And I think a lot of nonprofits and charities are not very transparent about what the money is being used for, or it's just going to the corporate and it's not being used to help out. So the money that we get, and like, for example, we just had a very, very large charity run and we raised a lot of money. So we decided to allocate that money into many different areas. We're giving part of the money to one of our biggest beneficiaries, Fort Bend Seniors Meals on Wheels, which provides meals to seniors who can't get them themselves. And another large chunk that we're using is for our Greater Houston service projects. And that's going to go towards things like canned goods distributions or toiletry distributions in facilities or homeless shelters.
Okay.
And then some of it is going to be used to help us be able to run more fundraising events. But a large majority is all going to go towards helping seniors in impoverished areas or helping other organizations like us.
Okay. And in terms of volunteers, what age do you usually look for, the age range?
Well, we have a very large age range because we do have some volunteers starting in middle school who are helping us out at our events. But of course, high school as well. And we also need their parents to support them. You know, a lot of them need their parents to drive them to places.
Yeah.
But we really cannot get anywhere without parent support, because we need people to guide them on how they can help raise funds, on how they can reach out to people. So we truly have no age where it's a cutoff that you need to. And even seniors, we need seniors to help other seniors. That's a very big part of our organization. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. That's great to know that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, sometimes there are certain age limit that you cannot volunteer in that organization, but it's good to know that in this case, it's not that. So that's great. Do you have any upcoming events?
Our next upcoming event is going to be a little game interaction hour that we're doing at a local senior home in Sugarland, Brookdale Senior Living, where we're actually having some folks from Clements High School Theater Department, which I was involved with all 4 years. They're coming over to the senior home to play some games with them and do a little improv show. I think every time that we've gone to a senior home to do something like that, the seats are always packed. The seniors always want more because I think, well, first of all, the seniors have a huge appreciation for the fine arts and youth involvement in the fine arts, and also just being able to talk to people who are younger than them, being able to interact with them, share some of their wisdom. I think it's a very beautiful experience, and I'm looking forward to keeping that going on.
Yeah, that's great. What are some of the future goals for Silver Heart Care?
So we definitely want to be able to expand our driving services. Mm-hmm. Right now it's just me and my dad driving the seniors around when they need to, but we want to be able to get a proper platform where the seniors can request rides ahead of time and they can be guaranteed that we'll be available from this time, and maybe have an actual van that is designated just for driving seniors around, maybe hire a driver. That's definitely one that I think that way we can just reach out to so many more senior citizens and help them, because right now we're limited to my schedule, my dad's schedule, what car is available. And I think that's definitely something we're dealing with right now. And also we want to be able to have a steady flow of income coming in that we can distribute. We want to have monthly donors who can just automatically donate, and we can use that money for distributing in the Houston area, into the senior homes, into the homeless shelters, into those who need it more.
And do you collaborate with other organizations as well?
Yes, absolutely. So let me think. Okay, so of course, Meals on Wheels, which I mentioned earlier, yes, we've been collaborating with them because they have a very similar goal to as we do, to help out senior citizens and do the things that they can't do themselves. So Meals on Wheels is definitely going to be a big partner of us in the future. And also India Culture Center, they were a huge help for us to reach out to more people. A lot of the programs there, they're run by senior citizens themselves. So we helped out at some of their programs, and they helped us reach out to more donors, reach out to some dignitaries that were able to help us out as well. So just as many community organizations as we can work with, we're trying to, because if nothing else, we can get some networking and some experience and just talk to as many people as we can.
Right. And so before the show, I was asking you which university you're going to. You're going to UT, right?
Yes.
And now that you'll be heading to Austin, what happens to the organization?
Well, I'm definitely using Austin as an opportunity for us to expand our services to an even bigger area. Right now, we're just in the Houston area, but now we can get into the Austin area as well. And of course, I won't be able to run things for the day-to-day stuff in the Houston area, but I am working on getting a team of leaders who I believe share a similar goal to me to keep all of our activities in the Houston area running. I definitely cannot watch my baby die. This organization is truly something I've been putting my hours, countless hours and countless dollars into, and I definitely don't want to see it fall down. So we're definitely going to have some people running the smaller operations. I'll be in Austin giving the commands, do this, reach out to this, and guiding people on how to run it. And in Austin, I look forward to maybe starting a chapter of it, maybe with some of the University of Texas students, and helping out the senior citizens in the senior homes or the homeless in the Austin area.
Wow, that's so good to know that, you know, you've already thought about the future. Yeah. And, you know, many times, and because you're so young, and I can't believe you started a non-profit, but kudos to you. I'm like, you know, really is a person that you can admire, and such a young age to start something like this and to think of something like this. Usually youth at your age is you know, it's not, you know, they have so many things on their plate already in for them personally. Yes. So they are more focused on their studies or things like that, but it's not. But for you to, and even to go beyond that, to think about seniors, that's, you know, I really admire that. So what advice would you give to our youth today?
See something, say something, start something. If you see a problem that's going on in the community, don't depend on anyone else to solve it. If you see a problem, you should be the one to take the first steps and to do whatever you can to become aware of what's going on and just start whatever and do whatever you can do. It does not have to be big. I started off very, very small. I think our first charity run, we only raised a couple $100s. Now, by this year, after year three, we raised over around $8,000. So we grew exponentially after starting very, very small. We started off by actually just talking to some of the senior citizens in our neighborhood, just one couple who lived very close to us. And by that was just a great stepping stone. We took small steps and grew over the years. And I think one of the biggest mottos I live by is an Eleanor Roosevelt quote, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." I think that's just something I always live by. If you can dream it, you can do it. Just take action and don't wait for anybody else to do it.
So when you tell your friends, like when you had this idea of starting this Silver Heart Care, and I'm sure you shared it with your friends as well, what was their reaction?
I think a lot of them supported me, but they didn't know the lengths that it would actually grow to. They thought it would just be maybe we could help out at some senior homes every once in a while, but I'm sure that none of them believe that we could grow to this level. I think we're one of the, the biggest or the second biggest nonprofit for seniors in our area. I didn't think that any of them would know that this is the links and this is the amount of time and effort I'd be able to put into this, because I think a lot of people have ideas of doing something similar and maybe even started, but a lot of it just dies out after a year or so.
Right.
I don't think anyone expected Silver Heart Care to grow to be this big.
And how did you come about the name?
So there's many, many parts to it. So
okay. The
silver, which is used to represent, silver is just used to represent senior citizens, whether it's silver in your hair or like a silver alert. Silver is just the color that's associated with senior citizens. And heart, that's the thing that connects everyone together, you know, heart to heart. We wanted something that others, that everyone possesses and we can share with everyone. And care, that's what we do. We care for senior citizens. So we put everything together, Silver Heart Care.
Wow.
What a meaningful
name. Yeah, even the logo, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
When you sent me the logo, I was like, wow. this guy is a genius.
We have a great head of graphic design, aka my sister. I think she'd get a little upset if I didn't give her a shout out.
I'm glad you're doing that. Because after the show, you got to go home.
Yes.
So you got to keep in mind, you mentioned everyone who's been helping you for this, you know, for getting this organization started and everything. So, you know, like how do you balance all of this? Because it's not easy. And of course, now you're going into university, but your junior year, your senior year, those are, you know, times where you have to focus on your studies and focus on what college you want to go to and all. And then you have this organization at the same time. Yeah. So how were you able to balance both?
Well, it was definitely very difficult, but I think it was more difficult at some parts of the year than others. For example, our charity run, which is always our biggest event every single year, I think the month before it, I would come home from school after rehearsals. I think I'd be working on the charity run until I went to sleep. I think that was my biggest goal. I think I spent every minute I had available working on the charity run. But throughout the year, I think I would just have to designate certain times throughout the week. Okay, I know I have to work on this, but balancing it was definitely very, very difficult. But I'm very glad it all worked out. I'm going to probably my top choice college. So I think just prioritizing what's important. I definitely did have to take a break from some extracurriculars during my junior year to spend more time working on this, but I think it definitely paid off. you know, with I'm very happy to sacrifice some of the high school experiences I could have had to be working on this, because I know it was a great return on investment.
Yeah, so you had less of the me time, I would say.
Yes.
But then it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because you're doing good.
Yeah.
For a lot of our seniors out there. So yeah. that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. How can the community get involved?
The community can get involved in a number of ways. So if you are unable to volunteer but you want to donate, we have several donation tabs set up on our website, silverheartcare.org. But if you want to reach out to us, if you know somebody who needs help, you can email us at silverheartcare@gmail.com and we can try to reach out to them. If you want to volunteer with us, you can also email us at that same email or reach out to us through our website. There's a very large number of ways. Or you could like us on our social media platforms, all by the same name, Silver Heart Care. I think there's no shortage of ways they can help out.
All right, so we'll go on a short break, and when we return, we will continue our conversation with Raghav Singh. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM. Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. We are in conversation with Raghav Singh from Silver Heart Care. It's been a great conversation, learning so much about this wonderful organization that supports seniors in our community. And, you know, before we went on break, I asked you about how the community can get involved. So mm-hmm. let's just continue with that.
Yes. So right now we're definitely looking at if people would be willing to donate. Right now we're thinking just a sum of $10 a month, which comes out to around 33 cents a day. We're trying to set up a way that they can have repeat payments for $10 a month that will go directly to senior citizens. We won't be keeping any of it. A lot of it will be going to the senior citizen who currently has to move from his home in Sugarland, Texas to Alvin, Texas, which is about an hour away. And he has no connections there, no support system. Silver Heart Care won't be able to help him there because it's too far. So we're trying to figure out a way if we can have some donors who'd be willing to donate just $10 a month or larger if they're willing to. And that way we can help keep him in Sugarland until he gets gets back on his feet. He is disabled. He's a senior citizen. We are helping him a lot of days of the week, helping him just get groceries, go to the doctor. And we really would be very disheartened if he has to move because he can't afford the last raise on his rent.
Oh, wow. That is so disheartening. Yeah. Especially, I mean, you know, they've already gone through so much in their lives for sure, right? And you probably have this connection with them, this one-on-one connection with them. So
yes.
it is hard,
yeah.
And they are not able to take care of themselves, mm-hmm. many of them. So yeah, and I encourage our listeners, anyone listening who would like to help out, please do go on Silver Heart Care website, and whatever you can donate, that mm-hmm. that would really help. And even if you cannot donate, and you know you're unable to, maybe if you want to volunteer your time, I'm sure Raghav would appreciate that.
Yes.
Kind of help as well. So that would be great.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about how small businesses are also helping mm-hmm. you. So share that with us as well.
So for all of our events, we need lots of support because they're expensive to host. And mm-hmm. we really have been learned how much small businesses mean to the community. I think during our first charity run, me and my sister just went door to door to probably 100 small probably 100 different businesses just to see what we can get. And I think small businesses were definitely the most helpful out there. I think the first one who actually helped us out was Aling's Chinese. You know, we met the owner, Mr. Irfan, and after just a 5-minute conversation, he was willing to help us out, give us some gift cards that he's been matching his donation every single year. And we're super, super grateful to have his support. I think we left the restaurant just in shock. Oh my God. Wow. We met him a few minutes ago and he's willing to help us out so much. This is going to mean so much to us. It's going to really, really help the event out. And we're really grateful to have that connection. Next, charity run we have, we give out t-shirts to the runners as part of the registration fee to, you know, have a little memorabilia of you know, what the race was for, and so other people can see it as well. And we went to Big Frog T-shirts in Sugarland, and the guy there, Mr. King, he was just one of the nicest and most helpful guys I've ever seen. I think even though the prices were a little expensive, they really, really, really value their customer service. They were helping us out throughout every single step of the process. We told them what we wanted on the t-shirt. We told them what our goal was. They gave us a great design. They gave us a great discount because of nonprofits. And that was just super helpful. And we've been going back to them for our organization shirts and our shirts for the charity runs after every single year after that. So I think we've had a lot more support from the small businesses who themselves are on a tight budget rather than the corporations who haven't really been willing to help us out that much. And also, I think all of our sponsors are from some small business or another. So I just want to say thank you to all the small businesses who have been helping us out, especially also Chai Time, who's given us the opportunity to come out with this big audience. But I think we definitely need to shop small, you know, take some time, spend a little extra money, and help out the local community.
Yeah, and it's good to know that, you know, while you're helping, also you're learning. In the sense, you are learning how to connect, how to network.
Yes,
and that is so important, right? So this way, you know, it's a win-win on both sides.
Yes.
Yeah, and the importance of networking, you know how that works.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So that is good. So earlier I was saying, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of, you know, by meeting the seniors, you can share some of your experience that has really impacted your life by talking to the seniors or having that one-on-one time with them.
Yes. So a lot of the experiences I have with seniors, they're from the car rides where I'm driving them around. You know, sometimes it can be a little bit of a long car ride, and they always love to share some of their stories with their family. And the thing is, there's just so many different stories that you get and so many different experiences that the seniors live. You know, I've seen seniors who used to be a Broadway actress or working in Chicago in the show business, and now they're here living with us, and they lived very, very colorful lives before settling down in a senior home. And I think a lot of them have been losing touch with their family members, you know, with them not reaching out as much. They're just providing the financial support to keep them up in a home, but they're not talking to them. And by that, they can get pretty lonely at sometimes. And because they don't have as many people to talk to. And I've seen the situation in the senior homes. It can be very, very saddening when you see the seniors who, even though they have all the basic amenities they need to live, they aren't being supported emotionally or mentally, and they are very lonely. And the problem is, there's so many seniors that are going through this, and not all of the staff members at the senior homes are able to deal with them individually. And that's another way that we are trying to reach out to more and more seniors. If you need emotional help or support, you need just someone to talk to listen to interact with, play some games. That's where we're trying to help out and reach out. That's one of the big reasons why we do so many performances and events inside senior homes, just so the seniors can get the one-on-one connection with the youth community, because it's not just a connection with the youth community, it's a connection with a friend that they might not be able to get otherwise.
Yeah. And I know the students in high school, they do have to complete a certain amount of community service, right?
Yes.
Do you find that, you know, the students do get involved in your organization? Do they come to you and, you know, they say, I'd like to go and spend some time with the senior or things like that?
Yes. So I think it actually changed after about 2 years, because the first 2 years we were very, very heavily reaching out to other students to see if they were willing to help us out and they would be receiving service hours. But I think it was 2022 to 2023, that's when our name became very well known in the local community. And I think that's when people started reaching out to us. Hey, this is a great cause and I would like to help out. I'd like to volunteer at a home. I'd like to come to an event. I think even we've had a lot of students from other clubs at other schools that I've never been to. They've been reaching out to us and saying that they want to help. I think we saw a very, very big shift once our name got out into the crowd.
Hmm. And do any of them share their experience with you, or they say, wow, Raghav, you know, this has really changed me in some way. My the way I think about seniors has changed because I've learned something. Yeah. So do they share anything with you
as
well?
Yes. So I think one of the biggest shocks that they have, I think, so going out and doing distributions, it often sounds fun and a very fun and wholesome thing to do. But unfortunately, it can actually be very, very sad and very emotional because you're going out to places that they just don't have the same resources that you do. And when you go and you go into their apartments to give out food and things, then they have to see the state that other seniors are living in and see how it's so different from the world that they're living in. I think that's definitely something that they've come back to me and said, wow, I had no idea that this was the situation. They live just half an hour from where we do, and I had no idea that so many senior citizens are living like this, or they just don't have the resources. They are living in small homes, not very sanitary. And I think they've definitely told me a lot about that. And of course, after, if you do something like anything in a senior home and you're having some one-on-one experiences, they always told me, you know, I wasn't sure what we'd talk about because we have such a big age difference. I didn't think we've had anything in common, but it was actually a very nice conversation to have. I got to learn a few things about life. I got to share some experiences. I got to listen to some different experiences than what I normally get to. So I think on both ends, when you're looking at senior citizens living in impoverished areas, the youth volunteers, they definitely learn a lot about how big the world is and how different everyone's situation is. But also, on a more positive note, they always learn a lot from interacting with seniors in senior homes.
Yeah, speaking about that, it just came to me that my nephew, this is in Canada, of course, and he also had to complete his hours for in community service, and he opted to go into, like, you know, he picked to go into a senior home. And I remember him, I asked him, what do you do? And he said, I just read a book. I read stories.
Yeah.
And he said, it's amazing how they respond to it. Or, you know, when he reads a paragraph or something, it comes back to them and they say, you know what? I remember this. And when I was young, and then they share their story. And it really changed him, the way he thought about it. And initially, when he first started, his parents pushed him to go and, you know, do that. But he continued. So I think that really changes your perspective on life, right? So yes. It makes a huge difference. And what you do, of course, you're helping the seniors, but then also you're helping the youths.
Yes.
In many ways.
Yes, yes.
So that's wonderful. That's just so great. Now, earlier we were talking about networking.
Yeah.
And you said networking is important. So why do you think networking is important?
So Silver Heart Care, we had to start from the ground up. We didn't know anyone significant in the area. We had no resources. We didn't have much capital to begin with. So we really had to take every opportunity to meet with as many people as we can, to share our goal, to share our ideas with as many people as we can. And that's one of the ways that more and more people knew about what Silver Heart Care was. Because no matter how much money you have, no matter how much manpower you have, the organization can only go a certain way unless you know people, unless people know about you, unless people can recognize the name Silver Heart Care. Oh, I've heard of them. That's the organization helping out some seniors. So we definitely had to network completely. And I think it was actually kind of difficult for me because I never really liked interacting with people I didn't know already. So
it doesn't seem that way.
Yeah.
Because talking to you, I'm like, what?
It definitely changed over the years because I did not have any option to. My mom definitely pushed me and she still does. And I'm very grateful for that. So it all started off with telling people in the early stages during 2020, this is what we're doing. And I think it was a little bit difficult for them to understand because I was much younger then. Yeah. They didn't know what this was. They didn't know what the importance of this was. And we just had to keep telling people over and over, this is what we do. This is who we are. Then we started reaching out to the small businesses, like I was telling you, for some monetary support. And most of the time, most of them were not able to support us, but the few who were, they, their support went a long way. So, and every time we've gone to an event where there's some senior citizens or anyone with experience in community service, even if we weren't able to get any support directly, their contacts, their experiences, their knowledge, that's all gone a very, very long way. I think one of the biggest networking experiences I had was during the India Culture Center Independence Day celebration a few years back. That's where I got in touch with a state representative, J.C. Jatan, who is the representative in the Texas Congress for our area. We invited him to our event a few months later, and his presence there made a very, very big impact. In fact, I actually worked, went on to intern for him for another 7 months. So that definitely changed my life. So I think just pushing yourself and going to the networking events where you think, I might not get anything out of this. This could just be a total waste of time. I'm going out of my comfort zone. I don't want to do this. Those are the events that are going to help you out the most. Those are the events where you're going to make contacts, where you're going to learn about other people in the same field as you. Actually, during our prep for our charity run, we were, I was doing some t-shirts, a packet pickup for the race at a small business that was helping us out, Big Frog. And another customer went there who was a part of Fort Bend Meals on Wheels. They saw our name and was like, oh, I know you guys. Y'all are helping out and donating to us from your race. I was very shocked. I didn't know who she was, but she recognized us. And that was definitely very, very uplifting. So I think networking with as many people as you can and expanding your contacts will help grow your organization, will help other people learn about what your message is and just help you help more people, help as many people as you can.
Yeah, and you don't realize, right? Like, people do know you, do know your organization, because even when I mentioned your name, mentioned your organization to people, like last week I had a doctor who came and we just started talking, and you know, I said, you know, Chai Time supports a lot of nonprofits, and I'm really excited next week because I have Raghav Singh coming here to talk about Silver Heart Care, and he, you know, takes care of seniors, and she knew about it. She knows you.
Really?
And she's like, oh yeah. And actually, you know, honestly, I forgot your last name. I just said Raghav. And she's like, Raghav Singh? And I'm like, oh wow. So people do know you. And there have been other people too who, you know, like somehow know you and the organization together. So that's a wonderful thing.
Wow.
Like, you don't realize that.
I did not realize that at all.
Yeah. So when I said, yeah, I'm excited, and you know, he'll be coming on and talking about all the work he does and raising awareness, the importance of taking care of our seniors. So it was really good to know. I'm like, wow, he has set a mark, and that's amazing. You truly deserve all of this.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
all you. Your hard work is, you know, coming to fruition. So that's a great thing. Any advice for any of the young youths that are getting inspired right now and, you know, want to probably do something, maybe not on a large scale, maybe start off small? Any advice for them who wants to start a nonprofit organization?
I think definitely you want to start off small by just doing the smallest step you can take to get a little, to learn a little bit more about what it is. If it's senior citizens, maybe just call the senior couple who you know lives near you and don't have a lot of visitors. Just give them a call, check up on them, bring them some flowers on their birthday, or give them some chocolates on Valentine's Day. Anything that's small that can just help maybe one or two people, that's a great way to start. If, you know, it's with homelessness, maybe do a small distribution of some water or some canned goods. Anything that's small and attainable is where you want to start, because if you start off too big, then, and it doesn't go the way you plan, then you're going to be much more discouraged and you might not want to try again. So always start off small and attainable and then grow on from there. But make sure to dream big.
Yeah.
Have a vision for what you want to do. And if your goals and vision don't scare you, then they're probably not big enough.
Yeah.
Every year we've been growing, and I can't if we're going on the same path that we've been going on for the past couple of years, I'm very, very excited for the next year and a little bit scared about how we're going to handle this.
Yeah. Having a little fear is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be too overconfident. Yeah. So that's a good thing. Yes. And I think that keeps you going.
Yes.
And makes you want to do more and more for, you know, for others and, mm-hmm. you know, do that service. So yes. That's wonderful. Before we wrap up, any advice, any last message or remarks for our listeners?
Make sure to always do what you feel is right and do not depend on waiting for somebody else to do it, because chances are if no one's done it by now, maybe no one else is going to do it. So it's don't rely on others. Do act first on what you know you want to do.
Wonderful. It was so lovely to have you this morning.
It was awesome to be
this
here.
This hour, this platform with you. And it was wonderful to know all the work that, you know, you're doing. And we really appreciate all that you are doing for us seniors in our community. So thank you so much, Raghav, for coming here.
Thank you for having me here. It's so great whenever I get to spread my message to a large audience. And Chai Time has been a very gracious host.
Yes, wonderful. And of course, all the best to you.
Thank you.
To when you start your year, your college year. And of course, when you come back here in Houston, we would love to have you back. Hear all the progress that you've been, you know, you're working on and you're doing. So
you're
most welcome to come back here on Chai Time and talk more about the difference you're making.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners, for joining us here on Chai Time.